This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some areas of flooded eastern Kentucky will get more rain this week. Today, President Biden and the First Lady will see the Kentucky flood damage for themselves. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
It'll be the president's second trip to Kentucky. His first came in December after tornadoes killed more than six dozen people. This time, he'll see destruction from the worst flooding in state history, with more than three dozen dead. The president and first lady head there today from Delaware and will meet with families. He's expanded federal disaster aid to Kentucky, ensuring the federal government will cover the full costs of removing debris and taking other emergency measures. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president says that big economic package that just made it through the Senate sides with American families over special interests. The Republicans call it robbery. The AP's Julie Walker.
The estimated $740 billion package is less ambitious than President Biden's original domestic goals, but it embodies deep-rooted party dreams of slowing global warming, moderating pharmaceutical costs, and taxing big corporations. The House seems on track to provide final congressional approval when it returns briefly from summer recess Friday.
The ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants is holding after nearly 3 days of violence. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, authorities investigating whether the killings of four Muslim men are connected say they cannot say yet whether these are hate crimes. They're looking for a vehicle believed to be connected to the killings, a dark gray or silver four-door Volkswagen. They've identified the remains of a World War II soldier from North Carolina killed during a battle in Germany. PFC David Owens was 27. This is AP News. It's one of the few places in the world still requiring a quarantine to guard against travelers spreading COVID. AP correspondent Jennifer King on what Hong Kong is doing now.
Hong Kong is adjusting its stringent coronavirus quarantine rules for overseas arrivals. Hong Kong leader John Lee says that after considering the data and risk factors, the city will reduce its mandatory hotel quarantine from 1 week down to 3 days. The policy, taking effect Friday, is the shortest period it's been since the start of the pandemic, although health officials there say the change comes during an increase in infections. Travelers must quarantine in a designated hotel, then undergo 4 days of medical surveillance, during which their movements will be restricted. Along with mainland China, it's one of the few places still requiring a quarantine to guard against travelers bringing in COVID-19. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. markets are pointing toward gains before the bell this morning as investors prepare for another week of corporate earnings. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.